Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. We're Jill and Carlene, two beauty editors turned podcasters, and it's Wednesday, so we're back in your feeds with a brand new episode.
And since it is the thick of summer, we figure it's time for a bit of a giggle, and today's guest definitely delivers on that front. We're welcoming Jackie Schimmel, host of The Bitch Bible, and she's here to drop some hilarious real talk. I mean, what's on a bitch's top shelf? I've always wanted to know.
And Jackie, of course, is a podcast host, producer, writer, good time gal, and a self-described professional asshole. So,
and let's not forget pop star.
Yes, pop star as well.
Jackie is an OG in the podcast space. She has hosted her show, The Bitch Bible, since 2015. She's fellow pod fam as well on our network at Dear Media. And fun fact, she was the first show ever signed by them back in 2018. And I think Jill, you and I, our show was like 8th or 10th or something
like
that. Yeah,
we were in that year as well, the first year of Dear Media. So it's really fun to collab with Jackie. And I just have so much respect for her, honestly, and what she's built. Because, Carlene, you and I talk all the time about how grateful we are to have a co-host. And Jackie just like gets on that mic. And I mean, I think she had guests at the beginning, but week after week, she just turns on her mic and lets it rip.
Yeah, well, her tagline is a podcast that dares to say what many are thinking, but only a bitch would say. So that kind of says it all. Famously, she has no edits. I just love, I think, you know, whether you agree with everything the person says or you don't, I do truly appreciate somebody who is making a living and is hugely successful, just totally being themselves and 100%. Speaking on off the cuff. Like, I just don't have that kind of bravery, but like I often have thought to myself, like, what a world it would be if I just walked around saying whatever the f- was actually on my mind and never ever held back. Like, I think there's a movie to be made, right? About this. Like, that, remember that Yes movie with Jim Carrey or whatever? There's a movie to be made about just like saying what is exactly on your mind.
Yeah, usually you have to wait till you're like 85 years old, people find it socially acceptable. When you are in your 80s and just are losing it a little bit and you can say whatever you want. But Jackie just embraces it now. And I think there's like, for her, it's just, there's no other way. It has to be that way. And if you're not familiar with her story, Jackie was a community college dropout, her own words. And that was at age 19. And then she worked a bunch of gigs in entertainment on productions like Extra, Chelsea Lately, and After Lately. And before she picked up a job working as a receptionist at an investment bank.
Yeah. And then I think it was 2012. She was like not so happy in her job. She started a blog called The Bitch Bible, where she was kind of sounding off on, you know, like beefs with the Bravo housewives. And the blog was discovered by executives at Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, from there, Jackie was booked, I think, as a bartender on the show.
Yeah, obsessed. And then she actually had to like fake food poisoning and call in sick to her work in order to attend the show. But it's like, I think she forgot it was national live television. And then, of course, she was fired from her receptionist job. And then she, at the same time, got a podcast deal. So it all kind of was like the right idea at the right time. And she's been crushing it ever since.
Yeah. Well, I love this new little series that she started, Mind, Body, No Soul. It's a series of guided merciless meditations, aggressive affirmations, and maniacal mantras. Like, hold on to your sound baths, right?
Yeah, it's just like a whole, you know, a whole look at the wellness space and just kind of skewering at the entire thing, which I do really appreciate, keeping it real. And, you know, of course, Jackie has no filter. She makes fun of herself first and foremost, and generally just takes a piss out of rude and ridiculous behavior, whether that's from her neighbors or self-aggrandizing celebrities, you know?
Yeah. I really dig her style too. And anything that she says to swipe up on, like, I'm here for it. But you don't often hear a ton about her beauty routine. And that's why I think fans of Jackie's are going to be so into today's episode, just to hear her talk about plastic surgery and like a bitch's beauty secrets.
Yeah. And so Jackie's going to share her exact beauty routine, including the surprising skincare line that she uses that neither of us have ever heard of before. So we can't say that a lot. And she also reveals the one makeup product that she would smuggle into jail if she could, and why you should never refill an Aesop hand soap. She's going to explain that as well. And the one beauty trend she thinks needs to go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your earmuffs on if you're afraid of curse words. Here she is. It's Jackie Schimmel.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Like many of you, I think I'm still adjusting to this new normal. And, you know, it's a journey. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at setting boundaries and muting social media when I start doom scrolling and all of that stuff. But sometimes you need to go that one step further and chat with someone who can help make sense of it all. And that's why I'm glad that BetterHelp exists. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. I appreciate that BetterHelp has removed a lot of the barriers to starting therapy, because sometimes that can feel overwhelming. So you simply log on and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in fewer than 48 hours. They also make it easy to schedule sessions on your terms, either via video or phone, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. And truly getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or on your phone. And there's so many different types of trained professionals available to suit your needs, from marriage and family therapists to clinical social workers, psychologists, and more. Plus, BetterHelp realizes that sometimes it takes a bit of trial and error to find a groove with the right therapist for you. And that's why BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. So good news, they have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/beauty. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/beauty. Once again, that's betterhelp.com/beauty for 10% off your first month. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends, from business owners, wellness experts, and more, to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
So welcome to the pod, Jackie. So as a beauty editor and a Real Housewives junkie, I really just have one question for you. And that is, would you let Ramona Singer's microblading guru touch your eyebrows? Do you know what
Not
I'm talking
if,
about?
Of course I do. When I saw the photo of Ramona Singer's eyebrows, I guffawed, I fainted, I fell off the sofa, and I didn't breathe for 4.5 minutes. My colon fell out of my asshole, and I clutched my own eyebrows with like the fear of God, because I was so horrified for for her aesthetic. I would not let, if he was the last man on earth and the whole future of civilization depended on the touch of her microblader, I wouldn't let him touch me. Not even with a finger.
The best part was the handle for the microblader was Wow Karen. And I was like, well, that's on brand.
Wow, Karen. Yeah. Nothing has ever made more sense than that. It was like a sick joke.
And then it's this weird thing, and I've talked about it on the show before, where the Real Housewives, it's like they start sharing the same names of the same like injectors and the same guy that does their orthodontic work and gives them veneers. And because now like Margaret Josephs is going to this same brow person. I was like, guys, like, no, like no. This person is not good. Mayday. No free microblading service is worth this. Like it's your face. Exactly.
Just because it's free, you don't have to promote it if it's
shit. No. And honestly, I feel like it is a very slippery slope to do any type of a press exchange aesthetic. You know what I mean? You don't want to press exchange bikini wax. You don't want to press exchange Botox. You don't want to press exchange tit job. It's bad news. Just pay or don't get it done. If you can't afford to write the check yourself and you're looking for a quick discount on your tits, don't do it. Yep. Abort mission, save up, GoFundMe, organize a jogathon, do something else.
Jogathon for new boobs. I love this. Okay, I'll be honest. I don't know anything about the Real Housewives, although I did see those brows. It was pretty crazy.
Pretty bad.
So, anybody who doesn't know you, Jackie, or know the bitch Bible, I mean, I think most people listening will, but you kind of had your start as a Housewives blogger, but your show has totally evolved. So like, what do you like talking about now? What's, you know?
I gotta tell ya, the second I abandoned the whole Bravo Nation, and I still talk about Housewives all the time because they're my religion, but I could spend a solid 45 minutes like talking about my digestive system or my husband's, you know, landscaping skills or bagels or like anything. Like the dumbest shit of all time, but I can really bleed it dry. It's a gift.
That's a skill and an art.
Is it?
I think
I don't know.
I have to tell you, Jackie, that the first time that Carlene and I went to the Dear Media Studios together, so that was in 2019, I almost shit my pants because, first of all, I couldn't figure out how to get into the building, which was like the Pacific Design Center, and it was amazing. Yeah. Anyways, we finally get in there. And I see, who do I see coming off the elevator but you and your grandma, Gloria. And I was like, holy shit, like iconic duo. But you guys look like you were having just as much difficulty like finding your way out. So I was like, I'm not going to bother them right now.
But that is so amazing. Funny. She is such a pain in the ass. I cannot even begin to tell you. I love her more than anything. My grandma is 91 years old. She is the most demanding, high maintenance, funny, ridiculous specimen of a human. And she is bleeding me dry in every sense of the word. Like she is just dick. She's manipulative. She's needy. I love her. I'm seeing her today, but she is a demanding bitch.
What are you guys going to do? What do you do together today, for instance?
Well, I mean, a lot of it feels like I'm her personal assistant. She has like bamboozled me multiple times during the pandemic to come over to her house and like help her put her hair dye on. Like everything is about her. Talk about aesthetics, okay? Breaking beauty. You should get her on here, but she can't hear for shit. So it would be like a lot of sign language. She at 91 cares so much about what she looks like. I'm like, Grandma, I don't know how to tell you this. You're not going to walk outside and Denzel Washington is not going to try to fuck you today. So if we could wrap this up, we're going to Gelson's. Why is it taking 2.5 hours for you to go to a Gelson's? Like it's insane. So a lot of it is just general errands. She, you know, a lot of it, she loves a Dior lip maximizer. She's got this one perfume from 1927 that she brought with her from the Great Depression that she has me scouring the nation for. It's a lot of bitch work.
Yeah.
Well, but then hit her for an expensive meal and it's fine.
It's good to know Grandma Gloria's beauty routine. What, let's start talking about your routine. Like what is kind of like your approach to beauty? What's your attitude to beauty? I always say I'm lazy / busy. Like everything's got to be fast and work, like make me look better right away. What about you?
Well, I will be honest with you. I'm not like some beauty junkie. I am much more of a skincare person because if your canvas is busted, you can order, you know, all the Charlotte Tilbury contour sticks. You're still going to be a busted bitch. So I think that skin is the most important thing. Listen, my daily like makeup routine, you know, I slather my skin in oil. I might pop on a tinted moisturizer. I love this little stupid Tarte stick that I have in every, you know, what is this? Mixed Berries. Like I'm doing influencer hands. It's like lip gloss and like really clean, clear skin. Like I spend an obscene amount of time and effort on my skincare because I think that's kind of the most important thing. Mm-hmm. My makeup products are primarily shit that I was gifted for free. I'm still working on this stupid little Charlotte Tilbury palette for 4 years. It's all I've got, you know, like I'm not like going to a Sephora and doing a haul, but my approach is A, you know, like makeup is not that important. And also ladies listening at home, this is my hot tip of the year, of the century. Don't take fucking makeup or skincare tips from bitches on Instagram using the California filter or whatever it's called. Like, don't take advice from those people. Like, they're not showing you what their skin looks like. So for me, if my skin is clear and smooth and like hydrated and it looks good, that's the only thing I give a fuck about. I will walk outside looking like I got hit by a bus and escaped a mental institution. But if my skin is clean, that's all I care about. And I like dew and I like shine and I like clear and clean. I think too much makeup is A, laborious. I don't even know if that's a real word, but leave it in.
You got
is it?
Yes.
Fuck yes. Nailed okay. It. Sometimes I just let them slip and hope that people don't know if it's real or a real word or not. But it's like, who has time to bake? Who the fuck is baking? Like, get a life. Loser. Oh, you're baking. Why? So you have like powder all over your face. Who the fuck wants powder all over their face? I want like a dewy sheen.
Well, let's drop it. Let's drop your skincare routine. What does it look like? What are your like your favorites? What do you do?
Okay, so I see a facialist who is just the most amazing character. Her name is Michaela Campbell. She's in Los Angeles. Don't find her on Instagram. She's asked me to stop tagging her. Or do. She's unbelievable. She's borderline verbally abusive. I love her more than anything. So I go and see her like every 6 weeks because I just like to get my skin clean, clean, clean. And when you leave, you just feel like amazing and glowing and whatever. So I get most of my products from her. I'm pretty strictly Rhonda Allison, which is you kind of have to have a nurse give it to you. Like you have to have a professional give it to you because they're like medical grade products.
Is that a real name? Rhonda Allison? Do we just need to pause there?
Rhonda Allison Rosacea Rescue. Google it. Change your life. So at night I do like a gel cleanser and then I use this spray by Lemieux. It's an isocell recovery spray. You can get it kind of anywhere. I think it's Lemieux. It reverses damage from the blue light. So your cell phone, I love it. I have 86 bottles. I stockpile these products, by the way. Like I have a cabinet that is just, I'm so afraid of certain product like discontinuing that I'm like a full blown hoarder. Same with the Chanel glow stick, which I will get to in a second, because if that ever discontinues, I will organize a march outside of Chanel. Not marching for women's rights. Because it's too much estrogen and I don't want to sync cycles with a bunch of bitches. But if that stick goes out of stock, I will march. So I do the spray and then I do like a mandelic serum. And then it's called a growth repair cream. This is both by Rhonda Allison. And then another product that I really love at the end of an evening, like before you go to bed, Sonia Dekar has a blue butterfly balm that's pretty fucking incredible. And before that's just something you can get. You don't have to like go to a nurse to go get Rhonda Allison or whatever. But, and then I do omega oil all over my face, like slather, like a slippery dick seal. And then I seal it with like some type of a balm, either the Blue Butterfly balm or I just, the omega is the last step. And then in the mornings, I know it's so simple and easy breezy, right? And in the mornings, I just use like an oil cleanser. And then I do the Isocell spray by Lemieux. And then I'll do, it's called Sensitive Skin Complex by Rhonda Allison. And then I do omega oil.
Okay, where'd you get this omega oil?
Yeah, what is that?
Trek. What's that about?
So my facialist, I love oil. I like mixing it in with makeup. I just like, my skin sucks it up. I have dry skin and it's just pure omega oil by Rhonda Allison. And it's unbelievable. I know Sonia Dekar makes one, a budget friendly option. I don't know if it's clean. I used to use this years ago. It was a First Aid Beauty oil. I think it's the maybe it's the oat dry oil or something. Yeah. It's whatever their oil is. It has a little dropper. I used to use that a lot and loved it. And is there any other products? I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's thorough, Jackie. That is thorough and very specific.
It's so specific. I also love the Dr. Dennis Gross Spectralite mask.
Oh yeah, me too. I wanted to ask you about that because
have you noticed results? Like, what do you guys know?
I feel like you are like religious about using that, and it's,
I am.
I feel like we need to talk about that because that's the key, right, of seeing those epic results.
Yes. So you have to use it a lot. I will tell you that if you have clean skin, clean, dry skin, and you use it. My facialist, Michaela, that bitch, tells me I have to do it on like 3 rotations. So I go red, 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 3 cycles of red, 3 cycles of blue, and then 3 cycles of the pink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is really intense. I typically do it while listening to my own podcast because I'm a monster. Literally have my podcast playing through the Sonos with the mask on and like my matcha. And like, I just like get the straw through the hole.
Every day thing? You do this every day or?
During COVID, I did every single day. Now I try to do it at least once a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you find that it helped with your rosacea? That's what I find with. It's like less red.
It's less red. I feel like my skin looks shinier after. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's placebo. Listen, what the hell do I know? I think it works.
I have it on good authority that it works really well in it. And the machine also lasts. Like, I have it on good authority that they run it over with a car to test it to make sure that it's...
Oh my God. I'm going to try that later.
Put your top down on your convertible and just go out there and just back over it a few times.
Couple times.
Blast your own podcast.
Be like, get a roadie cocktail. I have 2 actually, so I could put one on and then put one in the driveway.
Yeah.
Really pop off. I don't really get that. It's not like eczema.
Right. Mm. Got it. We need to not lose track of the Chanel thing, though. What is
that? I'm just going to wait. I just need to circle back. And your SPF, because you didn't mention that. Which one do you like?
Okay. So I don't really wear sunscreen. I'm not going to lie. I like basically, I don't wear sunscreen. I mean, it's so terrible. I've been allergic to sunscreen my whole life. Mm-hmm. So everyone was like, try the Elta. All of my girlfriends with super sensitive skin, they love the Elta MD. I tried it. Mm-hmm. It made me break out. I get all these tiny, I actually have them right now because I was at a spa with a girlfriend and we were laying in the sun and I tried a different sunscreen, a non-FDA approved sunscreen, which didn't make me break out as bad. So the Elta MD for me is a no. Mm-hmm. It's not available. My facialist got it for me on the black market. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Lemieux Skin Protectant Emulsion. They're not making it. Fun fact, the FDA takes 8 years to approve a sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So it was taking too long. And I guess they were like, fuck this, we're pulling it. But I do have a batch. that I will sell at a premium turnover price if anyone's interested.
Wow. Who needs Amazon Prime Day? I mean, just get Jackie to open up that vault and sell it at a premium.
Yeah. Illegal products come to my house.
Okay, back to the Chanel stick. I do see you linked to this all the time. I need to know more. So what is it specifically?
Well, I don't even know how I found it. It's called the Le Balm Essential Sculpting Stick. It's like a translucent, like kind of oily, like shimmer stick. Mm-hmm. And you have to get it in the sculpting shade. I have 600 of them, obviously. I literally keep one in every single purse, in every single bathroom. Like, I'm like crazy about this fucking product. If I was going to prison, I would shove it up my ass and it would be the only thing I brought. It gets like better with age. It's like a fine wine. It gets like almost more oily and thin as the years go on. I have a vintage 2016 sculpting stick that I bust out for very special occasions. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I, you know, being that I like a little glow, it's not cakey, it's not chalky, it's not hookery, it doesn't got that like pearlescent. It's just perfect. It's the best one I have ever tried.
What kind of shade is it? Is it like a bronzery one or is it
a
highlightery one?
It's a highlighter.
Okay. They came out with a new one this summer. I'm like really trying to find it. I don't know if you tried that one. I know rose gold is super chuggy, but like not, but for
I'll take it.
It's like, it is fucking gorgeous. I'm trying to find it, but it's.
Is it a stick?
Yeah. And it's their newest shade in that. And it's like this rose gold. It's a limited edition. You need to run out and get it before it's gone.
I will. I'll buy 700 of them.
And all of their makeup that they did this summer for Chanel is just like oversized of everything. I don't know if you saw it. It's like an oversized bronzer and an oversized glass bottle of this like bronzing body oil that is just like.
Do I need that bronzer, by the way?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. Anything Chanel, if you like just like a glowy tint for your skin as well, the Chanel Le Beige product, it's like, it looks like little micro capsules. Have you tried that?
Yeah. I used to use that years and years ago. I like to switch up the foundation, but I used to love that. I should go back to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, question for you, when you're using that Chanel stick, where are you putting it? Exactly.
Okay. I put it right here. Always right like
the
here.
Bridge of the nose.
Yeah. Bridge. And then I leave a gap because I heard that on TikTok. And then I go there. And then I go just here.
Okay. So top of the cheekbones. And I think that was the Cupid's bow.
Just above right the here, above right? the lip.
Okay.
Yeah. But I take my finger and I rub it all in there. And then I just go like this.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Very right, messy. Very rustic.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Bombas. Bombas's mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. And that's why I'm so excited about the order I just placed for new underwear and socks on the Bombas website, not only for myself, but also for my daughter, who is texture sensitive, on top of everything else sensitive. Check it out. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a cozy feel. Why would you not want that when it comes to your underwear, right? I mean, thongs need all the help they can get in the comfort department. Never mind an itchy tag added into the mix. And we stocked up on socks as well. One thing I quite enjoyed is that you can shop for socks by activity. Where has that feature been all my life? So I was really quickly able to find the short ankle socks I like for running and like the knee-high black socks that my kid likes to wear with her army boots. They have really solid t-shirt basics too. And just remember, Bombas has donated over 50 million items of essential clothing like socks, underwear, and t-shirts, the most requested items at homeless shelters through their one-for-one program to date. And I love it when my dollars go that extra mile, especially in these times. I think it's hilarious when I'm doing a wardrobe clean out and really look at my socks and underwear all of a sudden. And I'm like, wow, when did I buy these? Like, it's time for a re-up. So we have a promo code for you guys if you are restocking as well. You can try these comfy, soft as hell essentials yourself. Go to bombas.com/beauty and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/beauty for 20% off. bombas.com/beauty. And now back to our chat.
Okay, Jackie, I want to know, when you go to someone else's house, have you ever been at someone's like really fancy house and looked in the vanity? And if you have you seen a product on their top shelf and you're like, oh yeah, this is like a head bitch in charge. Like only a bitch would have this in their vanity.
1000%. First of all, if I go to anybody's house, I'm going through all of your drawers. I'm going through every cabinet. If I'm in the bathroom, I'm assessing the ply of the toilet paper. I'm looking at the products in the bathroom. If there's something nice, I'm going to take a big fat pump and slather my body all over. You know, I'm not necessarily assessing, once again, like the beauty products. I definitely would look at the skincare lineup if I'm in someone's bathroom. And I always look at their hand soap because I feel like that tells a lot about a person. And I do not fuck with bitches that buy one expensive hand soap and then you're refilling it with Dove. That's a broken person. You're a liar. You're a liar. And I don't like that because it's misrepresenting who you are. And all aboard Dove hand soap. Just put it out. But don't try to bamboozle me with some fucking dishwasher liquid in an Aesop canister. That's
it's right
a
up
thing.
There with a fake bag. I can't handle the fake bags. That's
me either.
That's just me. You know, when I was in my 20s, this was a little while ago, but there was a friend in like our circle, in our group of friends, who used to come over and steal shit. She would like look through your stuff. And then next thing you know, like, where's my eyeshadow? It's gone. And we eventually, like, as we were chatting behind her back, like figured out that it was her.
What a sick fuck.
I know.
Did you excommunicate her from your friend group?
Well, like in ways, but you know, we're...
Well, what do you mean in ways?
We're just so Canadian. We don't confront people, right? So we're like, well, we can't possibly confront her with this. What are we going to do? Just start shading her and like not inviting her to shit.
Oh my God.
Well, if you... aggressive way.
Listen, if you want to come on my podcast and give a first and last name, you're welcome to do so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Not
so
cool.
You are born and raised in LA. Tell us about some LA beauty trends. Like, what do you get behind and what are you just fully is like dumpster fire?
Oh, so much of it is dumpster fire. I mean, I think the good thing about LA is that there's definitely a less is more approach. I don't feel like, I feel like people are very comfortable like going out in leggings and very barefaced, which I'm down for. I think that in LA specifically, like people are very into like the skincare and clean beauty and all that fucking bullshit. Listen, put all the chemicals on my face. I don't really care about that. I think that like some things that I see a lot, I don't like go out. I don't live in the city, but you know, you hit up Catch or Craig's on a sad Tuesday night and you see some bitch in a bandage dress with a really heavy contour and like caked on makeup. That's sad.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
I think someone was wearing a bandage dress when you took me to Craig's, Jill. I'm almost positive.
Oh, there was tons of that.
Yeah. There's always.
That's interesting that you say less is more. Oh my God. Every time I go to LA, I'm just like, wow, people, it's just Kardashian clones everywhere. Their wigs are down. They're literally sitting on their hair.
Yeah.
Full beat. And like, you know, it's that's a whole vibe, a whole look, the nails, the spray tan, everything.
I feel like there's like, because like I live out towards Calabasas, Malibu area. So there's like the Erewhon gal and then there's the Craig's gal. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're either in like in a full beat and a Balenciaga, like, you know, dad shoe, like with just or whatever bandage dress. And then there's like the girl, you know, in her Pilates socks.
The Hailey Bieber Erewhon smoothie. And
I refuse. I refuse.
Did you refuse?
I absolutely refuse. First of all, like, can we all just take a second to acknowledge the fact how much sugar is in that smoothie? She's not drinking that. There's no fucking way. And that blue one that everyone tried a couple of days ago, these bitches aren't drinking those smoothies. They're packed with sugar, okay? Yeah. I would love a smoothie in the morning. I'm drinking matcha because it's, you know, I'm trying to just be my best post-diarrhea self. I had a parasite last week, so I'm just trying to ride the wave.
Yeah. I hope you're feeling better, by the way. That's just crazy. Your whole
I'm feeling much better, but I lost, you know, I was feeling gaunt for a few days and I loved that. And now we're back.
Everything fits.
You know what's funny about what you were saying, though, is like, whether it's the Erewhon bitch or the Craig's bitch, they're both here for plastic surgery. Am I right? Or like, you know, plastic surgery thoughts. What do you think?
I think go for it. Just be honest about it. I'm really sick and tired of people getting shit done and then being like, no, it's just this. Or it's just contour. No, it's not. Like, what's the big deal? Let me tell you, if I get anything done ever, I will scream it from the rooftops. I won't do a press exchange. I'm not going to be like, but by the way, I say that now, cut to like 5 years from now when I've been canceled and I'm just like doing anything for free, anything, which I'm not above. Promo code Bible to get your like inverted nipples retracted. I think go for it, but also like be mindful because I think that a lot of times people end up looking a lot older when they fuck with their face.
Agree.
I mean, I do Botox like twice a year, just in the forehead and love it. And, you know, I always say, I'm like, what else? Let's get collaborative here. Like, what else could I do?
Yeah, totally agree. I actually think filler is worse than Botox making you look older.
Yeah, like, puffy. And
you know what I mean? And it just like changes. Yeah, it just changes a person's face sometimes for the worse. It's not good.
I'd like to do the least amount possible, but also be stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah. Same.
I'm like, obviously, like what's going to cost me the least amount of money and make me look the absolute best? That is the whole rhythm of my dance floor. So if I can just like, you know, do the bare minimum for as long as possible and then pivot accordingly, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some of my favorite posts that you do, Jackie, are actually about your hair journey. So can we discuss this? Because we've talked about skincare, a little bit of makeup. Let's go there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've caught me on a Thursday, which is my blow dry transition day. Those are Mondays and Thursdays. We call those transition days. I typically don't book on Mondays and Thursdays, but you know, here I am fresh faced as ever. I have to get my hair blown out twice a week. Mondays and Thursday afternoons. Mm-hmm. It has something that I just have had to lean in and accept. My hair, listen, I know people are going to be like, have you tried the keratin treatment? What about the Japanese straightening? Have you tried? I have tried everything 4,000 fucking times, Katie. I got it. Like, you're not breaking the mold here. Like, no, you're not like, oh, breaking news. Have you tried the Brazilian blowout? Yeah. Like, 55 years ago and last week. I've been doing all of it very consistently. My hair is the worst hair that I have ever personally witnessed. And you are talking to somebody who loves themselves to a point of delusion. Okay, so if my hair was even 2% decent, I'd be like, I have the best hair in the whole wide world. It is that bad. And anyone who knows me, who's like in my family, grown up with me, everybody knows it. It is equivalent to like a tumbleweed that got electrocuted, that got deep fried. It is like, it's so brittle and broken and it like hurts to touch. I have a full hair mask in right now.
Oh, wow.
Like it is soaking wet.
And it's in a tight, bun, guys. We're giving you a visual.
Slick it back with like a boar's head brush and I spray the fuck out of it with hairspray, which I shouldn't do, but I physically can't leave the house because it won't even lay flat. Like it comes out like horizontal or like vertical. Like it's half curly, half completely fried, half like wavy, then like dead. It's just, it's so bad.
It's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid.
Everything.
And you know, it takes heat really well. So I just saunter in, get my blow dries and keep it moving. Cry on the inside like a winner.
What do you do on vacation?
So, I was going to say, when you swim, you don't go underwater, do you?
No, I always no, of course not. My friends even know, they're like, come on. Like, you know, we do this trip with all of our friends for New Year's. Every year we go to the Bahamas. And every year, all of my cute girlfriends with their naturally straight hair, they're like in the beautiful turquoise water, like fucking Bo Derek. And they're like, Jackie, come on. And I'm like, I will ride this out another 4 days. Then I'm going to get culturally appropriated because I want all those fucking braids so I could swim. Can't do that anymore. As a kid, you know, you'd go to Mexico as a little Jewish girl from the Valley. You would go to Mexico with your family once a year and then you'd get the braids. Never again. We've learned we're doing better, but I still yearn for the day where I could just get a couple braids and then I could maybe bust it a couple extra days. So now I just completely don't step foot in the water, which is annoying, but it is what it is. I'm like, yeah, you guys have fun frolicking. I hope you get eaten by sharks. I'll be here with my day 5 blow dry drinking.
Now, there's a real burgeoning trend of celebrity skincare, celebrity makeup. Have you ever like hate ordered any celebrity beauty line just to check it out?
No, never. Never have, never will. Like I'm going to my, you know, facialist. I'm going to trust the professionals. Mm-hmm. I don't need something, you know, bless them, but I'm not ordering the Kim Kardashian. I'm not ordering the Hailey Bieber. It's not happening. Never, ever. No.
Fair.
All right. Let's play some rapid fire. Let's do this before we let you go. What is the best beauty gift you've ever received or best gift period?
Oh my God, the best gift period. Oh, my baby Richard, my handsome, sexy dog.
Uh-huh. Aww. That's a good one.
Cute. Wait,
yes.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Leo, but we call him Richard. It's changed.
Okay. Okay. Because that was my next question. What is Leo's favorite beauty product? You know, we know he's the real star of your Instagram.
Oh, I will tell you what his favorite beauty product is. He likes a salmon oil because he has a lingering yeast infection under his armpit. That is, you know, true love. I sleep in his like armpit crevice, which is like flaking right now because he has such bad allergies. So Richard is, you know, he's an Aquaphor king. He likes an oatmeal shampoo. He likes any type of topical yeast infection medication, and he's looking for sponsorships. So roll through.
Well, I have one. I have a suggestion, you know, put this out in the world. Is Tangle Teaser just came out with a pet Tangle Teaser that's meant for dogs.
So, okay.
He might need, that could be his first sponsorship, beauty guru.
I mean, he is the Jude Law of Shih Tzus, and it's weird to me that nobody has reached out for a beauty campaign because I don't know that I've seen a human that's more attractive.
Yeah, fair.
Just my opinion. It's pretty sexy.
What's your biggest beauty pet peeve or trend that needs to go away?
Matte. I hate matte everything. Mm. I hate matte skin. I hate matte lips. I just don't like it. I think that it's just like so non-dynamic and just looks like old, dusty cement carcass. I like fresh. Okay.
Very descriptive. I like this.
Okay. And whose beauty look do you admire from afar on your Finsta? And whose style?
Oh, well, I'm not cool enough to have a Finsta. I have little to zero mystery. So that's just, it's just all out there. Whose beauty? I always think that... I mean, Hailey Bieber obviously always looks great, like her makeup, and she always looks like so fresh and clean. Blake Lively always looks so good and just perfect. Mm-hmm. Everything is just perfect. Yeah.
What about who's like on your style vision board right now?
Ooh, I gotta tell you, I mean, I used to have a little voodoo doll of her and just like would watch her Oscar speech when I wanted to like have a healthy bowel movement because it just made me so nauseous. Anne Hathaway is doing a very good job recently.
Mm-hmm. Barbiecore, right?
She's doing a really good job. I mean, I'm into all of the fucking things. Zendaya is pretty much perfection always. Sydney Sweeney, like 50% of the time, but then another 50% of the time, it's just like really safe. And I'm like, we could do better. Who else? I like Kate Blanchett. I like Blake Lively. I don't think she ever fucks it up. But Anne Hathaway specifically right now is doing a lot for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those Valentino shoes that everybody's wearing. I don't know. I was like, are people going to fall down these steps in Rome or wherever they were? I was like, this seems like a bad idea.
I tried. I really did try. The last time I was there, I was like, I got to get these fucking shoes. Like, I want to be cool. I'm hanging on by a thread. I got to lean in. And I tried to do a quick lap and I'm like, this is never going to work. I'm going to die. So yeah. I couldn't do it. That'll couldn't lean in. Yeah.
Let's talk about your dream vanity. Your bathroom, I saw it's coming together. I definitely approve of the Gucci wallpaper. What's next on your like wish list of, you know?
Well, you know, when we bought this house, the primary bathroom was for a paraplegic. And I'm not joking. It was rails everywhere. It was a standing bathtub, like with an elevator lift. So we had to demo the fuck out of it. And I honestly was just so rushed to move in. We were living at Gloria's house. So as you can imagine, I was just dying to get in here. But we had this hole in the side of our house. So I did a decent job, but I do think it needs to be redone. I didn't really know what I was doing. And now I'm just a regular Joanna Gaines because I'm, you know, I've lived, I've laughed, and I've loved and renovated a little bit here. So, you know, I was at the marble slab yard yesterday and I saw this pink and green and gray and gold, like delicious slab that I will sell my body for. I will start in OnlyFans and kick back to the jogathon and I'll do whatever it takes, hawk and vaginal suppositories to get that piece of marble. And I just want to really just go the fuck off.
Wow. Love this vision. I mean, it'll go really well with your Anna Delvey wall art that you framed. I just think that's
so... My poor husband. I mean, bless him. He is very flexible with the home decor. Like, our whole closet is like pink, like pale pink. And he's just like, I love it. Like, he just doesn't care at all, which is great.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
What about, is there like a Kelly Wurstler catch-all that you have your eye on, or like Tom Dixon pendant light, like something? Like what's that we can maybe Google after?
Okay, there's quite a few things. I get real crazy on the first dibs. There's this pink bubble, like old Italian lamp that's just like this big brass halo with like, it looks like pink crystal barnacles all over it. Would slice off my tit and sell it for that. I want every single melted disco ball. I know that they do kind of knockoff versions. I ordered one, not the same. It's not, it doesn't look the same. I want all the Kelly Wurstler disco balls. I would like, yeah, I love the Tom Dixon, those like little globe pendant lights. Mm-hmm. I could get so weird. I want like a Mongolian fur lucite swing over there. Like I could get 18 types of crazy. I just need about $6 million.
That's a lot of suppositories.
Pop the fuck off. There's also this disco ball console table that I saw that is like, it's like abstractly shaped. It is completely impractical and non-functional, but it's made with shards of disco balls. Listen, ladies, I just need, like I said, $6 million. If we could start a GoFundMe, that would be great.
What is a bitch's theme song?
Well, I don't know if you know this about me, ladies, but I am a pop star. And I'm a pop star first and a podcaster second. I thought it was a really funny idea to put out a song in the middle of the pandemic and force my husband to write me a bop. I would like to go on record and say that I wrote 94% of the lyrics. I found him to be quite useless during the process. But he's a great music producer and he busted a beat. And a bop. And it is called Bitch by the Bitch Bible. And that is the theme song.
What's the last thing? I feel like this might make you cringe, this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's the last thing a brand sent you gratis for free that you were like, oh, wow, this is good. I'd actually spend money on this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably Dr. Dennis Gross. They sent me like a big old pack of like their peel pads, which I love. And a lot of that's why I have two light masks, humble brag. And yes, just like some of their little tools and their Spectralite stuff. That was nice. I'm trying to like, you know, I would like a free bag at some point.
Yeah.
That would be lovely. I don't get a lot of good free shit. I get a lot of garbage.
Yeah. That was our next question.
Yeah. Oh, so God. What's the last thing? Well, actually, okay. What's the last thing you bought with your own money? And you were like, bitch, I wouldn't use this again if a brand sent it to me for free.
I don't get too experimental. I will say, what's a product that I bought that I didn't love? You know, I feel like I bought the, maybe it was the Dior Lip Maximizer. And I felt like, I don't like when lip gloss gives you that line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like exactly. It gave me that line and I didn't love that. And it made my lips more dry. So I probably wouldn't buy that again. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm going to blow up Urban Decay for just a motherfucking second. Way back when I started my podcast, I had 12 listeners. I used to get those beauty boxes. They sent me every product under the goddamn sun. The past two products they've given me is a travel size. It is the size of a Tic Tac container. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? What? You couldn't throw in something else, an eyeliner. I'm not going to use it. You couldn't throw in maybe the full size Naked palette. You're giving me the limp micro dick version. What the fuck? What am I supposed to do with this?
Final question for you, Jackie. We're going to let you go. What does a bitch smell like?
Ooh, okay. So I like to mix it up, but I also, you know, have my like nostalgic go-tos. My favorite scent is, it's by Diptyque. It's something with a P-H-Y. It smells.
Oh, yes. I know the one. It's hard P-H-Y? To pronounce. It's a Greek thing.
It's a Greek thing.
We're going to link to it in our blog. Yeah.
I love the smell of it. I think it's like not too girly and not too heavy. It's my favorite smell.
Oh, that's so
Philosophicus.
Good.
Philosophicus.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's my favorite. That.
As I'm gonna perfume, I'm gonna cheat.
It's a perfume.
Yeah. I'm gonna cheat and ask you one last question. Finish this sentence. There's one thing that every bitch knows, and it's
oh God. Don't take advice from people less successful than you. Kanye West. I'm the great Kanye West. Yeah.
Love it.
Epic.
Just don't do it. Or don't take advice in general. It's overrated. You know what it is? Here, wait, I would like to change my answer.
Okay.
Every bitch knows that change is overrated. If you're perfect, you don't need to change. Consistency is key. There you go.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jackie. You are the head bitch in charge. I love it so much. Thank you for indulging us with your top shelf. And I know everyone's going to be obsessed with all of your picks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.